I moved with my family 2 years ago. I'm from Palestine. And although I've been working in London since 2003 and internationally as a playwright and director and was an associate of the Young Vic Theatre for many years, it was important for me to stay in Palestine, in my homeland. But as my children grew older, it became clear that it's time to pack and leave. I'm in London. I'm a bit in exile. I'm a bit at home. It's this mixture of being completely out of the water and totally at ease because of what the city is. The fact that it is very familiar. It was my home away from home always. I started working here when I was very young. I was 21. And ever since, I had this very, very close relationship to the city. And eventually, 2 years ago, it became our safe haven as a family. Palestine is incredible. Palestine is, you know, it's always framed in the frame of the political problem. And of course, it's a big part of our life. We are a nation under occupation. But Palestine is so much more than just that. It is the bedrock of civilization, of Western and Muslim civilizations. It is in many ways the navel of the world. It's not a cliche. It's a land of many stories. It's a land where every stone has endless history and endless stories. I can't think of a place that it has more accumulation. It's a thin corridor of civilization passing through, and everybody that passed left something. Destruction, love, a word, a curse, an etching, God, another version of God, another version of God. So my relationship also with England, with London, is complicated because obviously the colonial systems that created this magnificent city are responsible for the pain that my people are feeling. The word home means a horse, because that's what my dad was. He was an Arabian horse breeder. Coming home was coming to a smell of horses and the warmth that these animals have. The word home means books. My parents, who were very special, were able to create a world that was unique and specific, like every couple, like every family. I grew up celebrating my traditions. I would love the word Ar-Rahman, which means mercy in Arabic. Gorgeous. It's the same word in Hebrew, by the way. In Hebrew and in Arabic means womb. And mercy and giving life. Mercy and the value of life. The sanctity